and at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That is toll free. You can take control of the show and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, even pop culture. 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Targo.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where you can tune in live. That's right. We've got streaming. We've got the broadband stream and the not-so-broadband stream. So everybody, whether you're on dial-up or cable modem or T1, you can listen at freetalklive.com. And it's free, completely free. So tonight, we've just been all over the map talking about an insane new law that maybe, I'd say odds are good that it'll be passed in the Senate and House of Representatives.
You really think that the odds are good that it'll get passed?
They just passed the Real ID Act 100-0. I mean, these people are nuts. I hope that I'm wrong. I really do, but I just don't see very much hope for the future of the people in Washington, D.C. Anyway, we just keep getting the same crap from them. So there's been that, and then we've touched on some interesting stories. We were talking about power and how power goes to people's heads last hour. And I guess power has gone to one particular police officer's head, and he apparently thinks he's above the law. What happened, Torgo?
Well, this is a story out of Huron, Ohio. Apparently a part-time police officer has been accused of throwing two kittens out of a car while driving at 70 miles an hour.
Was it an accident?
I don't know. He was charged with...
How it could have been an accident, I don't know. I'm just trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. That's horrible.
He was charged with two counts of animal cruelty and two counts of abandoning animals. The charges are misdemeanors that carry up to 90 days in jail.
Wow.
Let's see. He's a part-time police officer, and he's also a ranger for Erie Metro Park. a man called the Erie County Sheriff's Office around noon on Tuesday to report seeing a driver in front of him throw two kittens out a window.
Jeez.
The caller estimated the vehicle was doing about 70 miles an hour. The caller reached dispatchers again about 30 minutes later to report seeing the man toss another kitten.
Oh, my God.
This time on a street, just a regular street in town.
Right.
Police there stopped this guy's car, according to the sheriff's office. Authorities couldn't find any kittens at the first location, but they did find one kitten at the second location and treated it for minor injuries.
Mm.
So apparently a total of three kittens had been thrown out of this car. So I'm just wondering, did he have a sack of kittens in the car that he was just tossing out the window as he drove around? Here's a good spot for a kitten. And he's just littering the countryside with kittens like some sort of a demented Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah.
But if so, where did he get a sack of kittens?
I don't know if he had a sack of kittens. And it's probably one of those situations where the cat got pregnant, they had more kittens than they could handle, for some reason they couldn't give them all away. Maybe this was the way he thought of to deal with the situation. Although, why do you have to throw them out of your car window? I don't understand that. I mean, if you want to get rid of kittens, why wouldn't you just pull behind a convenience store and just let them out of your car and drive away and not do it in front of anybody?
Right, exactly. Let them out, let them wander around. Maybe someone will find them.
Right.
You never know.
And that's a horrible thing to do, too. I'm not giving anybody advice here. If you want to get rid of your animals, call Humane Society. They'll take them, no questions asked.
But I can't imagine how that thought would come into somebody's head if that were the case. It's like, well, cat had another litter. We gave away three. We can't care for these other three kittens. Hold on, I'm going to drive around and think. wait a minute. Hold on.
maybe that's what it was. Maybe he told the wife, the wife at home, that he was gonna go find somewhere for the kittens to go.
And, which he did.
Right. Right.
Well, what would possess you to throw the kitten? You're like, hold on, well, maybe if I drive as fast as I can and throw the kittens out the window.
Total dementia? No. I don't know.
Not all at once, mind you. I need to hold on to one for later.
Right, for 30 minutes later. Maybe he thought it was cute for a little while and then decided against it.
Maybe he threw the two out and he's like, okay, well, that was kind of fun, but I don't want to spoil all the fun right at once. I mean, yeah, I enjoyed throwing the kittens out the window, but now what am I going to do?
I'm out of kittens almost.
I'm out of kittens. I need to hold on to this kitten for a little while, so that way I can savor the flavor a little bit later with another kitten.
It is amazing to me. Now, one of the interesting things here is this story is one of those stories that you see once and then that's it. We're never going to find out what this guy had to say.
Right.
Because that would really be very enlightening to know what this guy's mindset was. What's his excuse? Because everybody's got an excuse.
He says it didn't happen. He says it's not
really
true that didn't happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his defense is, that guy didn't see me throw kittens out my window. Why would I do that?
But they did find a kitten at one of the locations.
At one of the locations, they did find a kitten wandering around town.
But that doesn't mean... Well, maybe he didn't do it then.
Yeah, maybe he didn't. Maybe
but he's being charged.
He is being charged with it.
Ooh, now that kind of changes my feeling on this issue, because it's just one person's word. It's this citizen's word who allegedly was following this cop around.
Right. Now, this guy wasn't in
his cruiser.
No, he was just in his car.
Right. He was off duty.
Yeah, exactly. He just called and said he saw a driver do it.
Hmm.
But also, if I was behind a guy who had just thrown a couple of kittens out the window, I don't think I would be behind him 30 minutes later to see him throw the other kitten out the window. That's just me.
Well, in the court system in America, you're supposed to have the right to face your accuser. So if... that'd be another reason I wouldn't want to necessarily follow this person, because if I was to actually call the cops, then I might actually end up on the stand to testify against this dude, and I don't know if I'd want someone who kills kittens knowing who I am, my name, etc., and knowing that I was the person who ratted him out.
Especially if the guy's a police officer, when he has access to all of your information.
Personal data, the computer system, etc. Yeah, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable with that. Now, look, I'm not trying to defend it at all. I'm not saying if you see someone throwing kittens out of their window to stay silent about it necessarily, because it is a horrible, horrible thing to do if really that was what happened. I mean, that is just sick and demented.
Well, I guess it is a little sick and twisted, right. But I can't help but laugh. I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't be laughing.
Well, he's not the only sick and twisted cop out there. In fact, there are plenty of them that have been twisted by prohibition, the desire of being able to profit off of the fact that things are illegal and the fact that you happen to be a police officer, therefore you're somewhat above the law in regards to those things. From this week's StopTheDrugWar.org news release...
Hold on. I wonder if that's what this guy's motivation was. He's like, oh yeah? I'm a cop. You know what that means? I can throw kittens out a window if I want to. Watch me.
Yeah, maybe
watch
me. Pushing the limits, you know, pushing the envelope.
Like, look, okay, fine. You want to see how much... I'm a cop. I can't get in trouble. Really, challenge me to do something. What? You want me to drive down the street and throw kittens out a window? You're on.
You know, odds are good that this guy will never, even if he does serve the time, he probably won't get fired. So,
probably
odds
not.
Are good he won't actually have any real harm come to him as a result of this. Anyway, the temptations of prohibition are writ large this week with a massive bust of cops and soldiers in Arizona. While on the East Coast, one cop is going to prison in Buffalo, and two more appear headed that way in Baltimore. And out in the Rockies, having sex with a snitch is proving troublesome for one wayward law enforcement Lothario. So let's get to it. In Tucson, 22 former and current soldiers and law enforcement personnel so far have pled guilty to conspiracy charges in an FBI sting posing as cocaine traffickers paid to let loads of the drug get through. According to the Justice Department, while many of those pleading guilty were lured into protecting drug shipments during the sting, at least 9 of them had been engaged in real drug trafficking, using official uniforms and vehicles to get past Border Patrol checkpoints, with more than half a ton of cocaine.
That's a lot of coke.
Those pleading guilty so far include a former Immigration Naturalization Service inspector, a former Army sergeant, a former federal prison guard, 5 current and former members of the Arizona National Guard, Air National Guard, and the State Corrections Department, and Nogales, Arizona police officer. The Justice Department reported on May 12th when it announced the pleas of 16 people. 6 more have pled guilty since then, with even more to come, prosecutors said. The corruption far and wide in this drug war, and James Sensenbrenner thinks more laws is going to fix the problem. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control, 800-259-9231.
Thank you. did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free 800-259-9231 if you want to. Otherwise, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And we'll talk about anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And you'll experience the bulletin board system, as I call it, the digital playground. There are hundreds of people registered there. And people are interacting, talking about all kinds of different topics. Everything from the deadly serious to the silly. At freetalklive.com's bulletin board system. It's free at freetalklive.com. Talking about corrupt cops. And I just love doing corrupt cop stories. And you kind of grimace from time to time in regards to them, Torgo, and I'm not quite sure why that is.
Just because you seem to take, an inordinate amount of delight in corrupt cop stories.
Well, maybe it's because I feel like it's critical that people realize, and I'm sure that some people are aware that there are some bad cops out there, but I think it's important to point out some of the details and point out, make it more concrete to people how bad these cops really are. Now, a lot of these guys
are... But see, the problem is, you have a tendency to portray it as, let me tell you how bad these three cops are so that you understand that every cop is like this.
No, I never have actually said that.
No, but that's the way you try and present it, and it's the way you feel.
I feel like you need to be careful with the police. That's what I feel. I feel like you need to realize there are cops like this out there, therefore don't assume that cops are good. You have to assume they're bad.
You know that there are cops like this, right. So you have to assume that every one of them is like this.
Yes, they
you have to assume that every person you meet is horrible.
No, just
because
the cops.
There are horrible people in the
just
world.
Just the cops.
There are people who will shoot you on sight for no good reason, so you should always assume that there are bullets flying at you at any given moment.
The cops are more likely to shoot you on sight than other people, though, so that's why I point this out.
Why? Why do you say that?
I don't know. We have stories all the time of cops shooting people that they're not supposed to.
We have stories all the time of people shooting people they're not supposed to.
I don't know about that.
You know what?
Time.
We just don't talk about them. They're everywhere. They're all over the news. You don't talk about them because they're not cops.
In Baltimore, federal prosecutors announced at a May 12th press conference that they had charged two Baltimore police officers and another man with ripping off drug dealers and selling the drugs themselves. Officers William King, age 35, and Antonio Murray, age 34, who worked plainclothes in the department's housing authority unit, used their police powers and weapons to stop drug dealers on the streets or in their vehicles, steal their drugs and cash, then let them go without facing charges. The third man, Antonio Mosby, age 39, acted as a finger man and lookout, prosecutors said. All three are charged with conspiracy to distribute drugs, conspiracy to interfere with commerce by robbery and extortion, and carrying firearms while dealing drugs. King's also charged with possession of marijuana and cocaine with intent to distribute. All face up to life in prison. And another reason why I like to bring this up is it points out the asininity of this war on drugs. The idea that passing laws is going to stop people from using drugs, when in fact passing laws just allows people like this to get in power and do terrible things to people. Pulling people over that they know have drugs, confiscating those drugs, and then selling them. So the drugs get sold anyways, it's just that the cops didn't have to pay for them. So the guy they pulled over probably just was coming back from a drug deal where he just laid out $50,000 for some cocaine or some marijuana or something like that. And on his way back, these bad cops pull him over, take all his drugs. Let's say, all right, well, we'll let you go this time. Have a good day. And of course, he's feeling good because he didn't go to jail. And the cops end up with all this product that they just get to go sell for pure profit on the streets. This is what the drug war makes happen. If it wasn't for the war on drugs, these cops might actually be doing something worthwhile. Maybe they wouldn't be corrupt. You know, these cops might be regular, nice guys if it weren't for the war on drugs, if it weren't for this perverse opportunity for them to take advantage of people. Do you think, or do you think that these guys would just be bad no matter what?
I really can't say. I don't know because I've never been presented with a world that has that other situation.
That's true. I would lean towards the idea that they would be better people. Because the power wouldn't be there for that opportunity for corruption wouldn't be there for them. If their job was just to protect people from violent crimes, then maybe they'd take pride in what they do and they'd feel, you know, it would be a feel-good thing for them to break up a domestic disturbance or to work on a bank robbery case or something like that where they would actually feel like they were helping their fellow man as opposed to helping themselves to somebody else's drug stash. I feel like a lot of these guys have families, they have kids, they have, you know, their private lives where they're probably decent people. But put them in a uniform and give them access to power, and you've got problems. Like in Buffalo, a former narcotics detective, Silvestre Acosta, was sentenced to 45 years in prison May 11th for stealing money from drug suspects. planting evidence, and providing false information to obtain search warrants. Acosta was one of several Buffalo Police Department detectives arrested in 2003 in a corruption probe. Detective Paul Skinner was convicted of federal civil rights violations in the case along with Acosta, and he is going to be facing sentencing soon. Finally, in Durango, Colorado, a bit of a different story here. A sheriff's deputy working with the Southwest Drug Task Force is under investigation for having sex with a female informant. The Durango Herald reported May 12th. Task Force investigator Tom Fritzl's unseemly dalliance came to light as a result of a motion filed by the informant, Leslie Parker. Parker had been busted on methamphetamine possession charges, but agreed to become a snitch if authorities would make her case disappear. But the motion seeks dismissal of the charges on the grounds that Fritzl abused his authority and possibly committed a crime when he encountered her in a local bar, reprimanded her for being in there, then asked to follow her home, and then had sex with her. During the encounter, the motion said they discussed her case and engaged in business-like pillow talk.
Business-like pillow talk.
Nothing like a little leverage to help get yourself laid, huh? So there you go. Not the worst cop in the world, but
no.
Certainly someone using his authority in order to gain sexual favors.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
You don't?
I have no issue with that aspect of it. No.
You don't think that there's anything wrong? I mean, it's one thing to be a cop, but what about a business owner? Do you think it's okay for a business owner to demand sexual favors from his employees in order to stay in business?
Yes. I most definitely do. No question.
I agree with you. It's your business. You can set whatever rules that you want to. But in this case, these are cops, and that's kind of an authority that they shouldn't be abusing because they're supposed to be protecting and serving people, not serving themselves.
I guess. I mean, she could have just not done it.
Yeah, she could have just not done it, but then he might have done horrible, mean things to her.
That's possible.
Right.
That's very possible, but I don't really think...
Whereas if you decide to not give your boss oral sex stimulation... All he can do is just fire you.
Right. Or, you know, he could beat me. You know, you never know.
That's possible. Then you could take him to court.
He could snap and beat me. You know,
right.
I mean, that's true. He could snap and beat her with a nightstick. She could take him to court. It's the exact same thing. I don't see a problem.
1-800-259-9231. There's your corrupt cop stories for this week. We, again, have all kinds of good stuff coming up here. Torgo, what's on the way next here on Free Talk Live?
Just some nosy woman trying to decide what's going to be taught in public schools again.
Oh, another one of those people.
Yeah.
Is this an evolution thing? One of those?
No, this is a sexuality thing.
Oh, really?
This is a sex ed thing.
The other big conflict. Those seem to be the two big conflicts in public schools these days. Evolution versus creationism, and then sex.
Yeah.
And education in regards to sex.
So
we'll find out what her agenda is coming up. I can only imagine. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. If you want to take control of the airwaves, just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, talk about school, sex, your kids, sex.
With your kids.
Free Talk Live.
In school.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Saturday night edition. We're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
800-259-9231. Torgo, you're going to tell us a little bit about sex here coming up. Sex with Torgo coming up here on Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can join
That'll be the third time today.
You braggart. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there. We've got archives as well. Last 6 days of the show right there on the front page of the website. There's no membership fee. There's no logging in. You just grab them up. There is also a link that'll send you to the last few months' worth of archives that are totally free. Everything on the house at freetalklive.com. So be sure you go and check it out. Now, you were going to tell us a story, I guess, about some school somewhere where there's a woman with some sexual agenda.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on now?
Michelle Turner, mother of four public school students in Montgomery County, said it's her...
Alabama. Yeah?
It doesn't say.
I believe that's Alabama.
No, it's from Washington Post.
Oh.
So. Let's see. Said it's her job, her responsibility, her life's purpose... to shield her sons and daughters from corrupting influences. I can agree with that as a mother. To try and protect your children from things that you don't agree with.
Okay.
I can see that. And the world, in her view, is teeming with these corrupting influences. So, she decided a long time ago to be a stay-at-home mom, preserving strong, traditional family values and raising her children to be good people.
Well, she's free to do that. Good
yep.
for her. More
yep.
power to you. It's your life, your kids... You get to raise them how you want to.
Yeah, they have lots of rules in their house. Rules about TV, movies, books, mm-hmm. magazines, music, language, clothing, friends, religion. They're all rules about all of that
right.
in that house.
Like one of those rules might be you can't be friends with somebody if they have a different religion. As you
right, know. It's possible.
Right.
You know, we try to keep everything Christian, so you mm-hmm. can only be friends with Christians. You
yeah.
know, she's raising her kids that
you can
way.
Only be friends with white people, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't agree with it, but she's still free to raise her kids to be bigoted and stupid if she wants.
They're her kids.
Exactly.
Right. She went through the birthing pains. We did not. We can't tell her what to do.
Now, the Turners' devout beliefs used to hold sway only around the dinner table where they gathered for their meals every night.
Right.
Then she helped organize and became president of Citizens for a Responsible Curriculum.
Uh-oh, busybody group.
One of two groups that recently succeeded in derailing, at least temporarily, the Montgomery School Board's plan to revise sex ed in 8th and 10th grades.
Hmm.
The board wants to foster discussions of homosexuality, portraying same-sex attraction as natural and involuntary for gay people. And they want to portray it as something that's common and acceptable.
Okay?
That's what the school board wants to do. But Turner and other opponents say that science has not yet proven that homosexuality is genetic, and that it's more likely a choice. They said that the curriculum ought to present their beliefs as well, and that students should be taught that it is possible to avoid or get out of the gay lifestyle.
Oh, my gosh. This is the problem with... It's not a problem with their position or the other people's position. It's a problem with the system.
Yep.
That's the issue here. There is a system to be controlled, and this is why we need to get the government out of education, because
people are constantly trying to shove their agendas down others' throats. Look, if you want to raise your kids that way, to think that being gay is a choice, and I believe for some people it is, but I believe for others it is absolutely a natural thing. It is absolutely something that that they're born with. And if that's what someone is telling you, well, how could you possibly tell them to their face that you don't believe them? Do you think they're making it up? If somebody tells you that if somebody comes to you and you're a religious zealot like this woman, and they say to you, look, when I was six, I was attracted to young men. I knew I was gay when I was young.
Right.
How could this possibly be some sort of societal influence?
Right. I know people who have never been attracted to women, ever. Not once. Like when when all the kids would play games of, oh, let's play house, let's be married, and mm-hmm. stuff like that. They didn't want to do it because they didn't want to be married to a girl.
Right. They didn't want to play doctor with the girls either.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. They were always into boys.
And I believe them. I have no reason to doubt them. Just because science hasn't proven. Would you actually say that to somebody? Well, science hasn't proven what you're saying, so I just call it false.
Right. Exactly.
As though they rely on science for anything else in their belief system. So now what you have is a situation where this busybody woman, and to be fair, whoever's pushing the other agenda are busybodies as well. They all want to push their agenda on everybody else. Now, we might happen to agree with one particular side, you and I, Torgo.
Sure.
But we shouldn't be able to enforce our agenda on these religious people. So from the perspective of they should teach our agenda too, they're kind of right. As long as you're going to have a government school, then it's not fair for you to leave out the other people's agendas either, which is why we just don't need government schools.
Right. Now, see, she's trying to push... Now, see, here's another point. She's trying to push that homosexuality is a choice and that you can choose not to be if you don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the group that just flat out says homosexuality is wrong and you should teach children that it's a bad thing and that if they do it, they're going to die and go
should
to hell?
Should they get equal time?
They should get equal time, too, don't mm-hmm. you think? And then what about the people who think that, homosexuality is a farce and there's no such thing and all of those people are part of a conspiracy to weaken us?
There are probably people that think that, too.
I know there are.
This is, again, we're just exemplifying what's wrong with the system. The system pits interest group against interest group. That's what the government does best. And you'll very rarely hear me admit that the government does anything well, because they don't. They tend to fail at everything that they try. But the one thing they're very successful at doing is making people hate each other. Fostering hate for one another. That's what the government's great at. Hey, basically they're a big old, imagine the government as a huge gun, okay? Just a big piece of violence that people can use, that anybody can walk up to this gun and grab a hold of it and point it at other people and force their agenda down their throats with this weapon of government. And it's so tempting for people, because when you've got this government school situation, people feel obligated to send their kids there because they're paying property taxes, so they feel like they have to get their tax dollars worth. They got to send their kids to government school. And so, therefore, then they want to get involved in the curriculum, because obviously every parent wants their kids to learn what they want them to learn. And now you've got the stage set for conflict. You've got the parents that want their kids to learn to be open-minded sexually. You've got the parents that want their kids to completely not encounter anything of a sexual nature.
Right.
And they're all going to school together? We're expecting people to get along? We're expecting arguments to not happen? It just needs to stop. It just needs to end. This whole experiment. The whole experiment of us mixing together. All these different-minded people trying to live together with one another. I think we can live together just fine, but it's the government that is turning us against each other. I have no problem with Christians. I have no problem with you going to church. I have no problem with you having one of those DVD players that blanks out the nudity scene in nudity scenes in movies, blanks out the curse words. It's your house. It's your kids. You do what you want. But it's when you're imposing your agenda on my kids that I have a problem. And I know you'd have a problem if I was imposing my agenda on your kids. And that's what the government lets people do. Why don't people see that?
It doesn't let people. It encourages people
right.
to do that.
They have. They feel like they have to do it because otherwise they feel like they're being taken advantage of.
Right.
So
exactly.
They have to fight back. And we've got people out there that think that our system's just peachy. They think that the system's great. They think that oh, democracy's wonderful. We can get our way from time to time. Yeah, we have to kind of allow other people to get their way from time to time. Why would you want that? Why don't you want to just live your life how you want? 800-259-9231 and leave other people out of it. Stop telling people how to behave. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The Saturday Night Show. We're here live. This is not a recording. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
Well, it might be a recording if you're listening via podcast, because we do have a sizable listenership that listens the next day. Online, because we give away our archives at freetalklive.com. We've also got the Shrine of Female Listeners and tons of other cool stuff there. It's all free. Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, you want to call them toll free at 888-532-4604. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We're talking about education. And specifically government education and why it's so bad for this country. Government education is turning interest group against interest group and creating hatred for one another. We're hating one another because we're all trying to impose our ways on others. We're all trying to impose our value set on everybody else's kids. And that's a problem. And it's one of the things that the Free State Project is hopefully going to address up in the state of New Hampshire. They're going to try and remove some... I know there's a bill, I think, up in the legislature there that is going to possibly remove a bunch of restrictions on homeschooling, like literally slice out one-third of the regulations that are covering homeschoolers and their, and how they have to homeschool and the state's rules and regs and that. And just kind of having a more open educational system where people can choose their brand of education.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Right.
That's one of the things we want. We want educational freedom. Let the religious fundamentalists have their own school. Let the people who are secularists have their own school. And then we'll all get along a lot better.
I want this woman we've been talking about to choose what her kids learn. I want her to do that. I don't want her to choose what my kids learn. I want to do that myself.
Because if she could choose what your kids learned, then she'd impose some rules on them, wouldn't she?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are some of her rules for her
okay,
kids?
Let's see. Where is it here? First of all, she
is a Mormon, right?
She is a Mormon, yes, in Washington State. She and her husband pre-screen movies for their children and check websites that warn about potentially objectionable scenes and language in film. She says, we've always had the rule that we don't watch R-rated movies. And to see a PG-13 movie, you have to be 13 years old. And if my husband or I thought there was a problem with language or anything else that would be offensive, then you wouldn't see it.
Mm-hmm. Because they screen them all.
Exactly. She says, I feel so bad for my 13-year-old son who waited so long to turn 13 so he could go see PG-13 movies like all of his buddies at school.
Uh-huh.
And now with the PG-13 movies, you frequently hear the F-word in there. And you're getting little flashes of nudity and innuendo. Innuendo.
Uh-huh.
That's right. You get innuendo. And so those movies are off limits.
Right.
Oh, bad, bad.
Yeah, she feels real sorry for him. Sure she does.
Let's see.
Oh, Billy, we're so sorry. You just PG-13 movies just aren't what they used to be.
None of the kids. Yeah, that's right. PG-13 movies are now more restrictive than they used to be in the
past.
You're
right about that.
Yep.
There used to be more nudity.
There used to be nudity. Nudity used to be allowed in PG.
You're right. Like Trading Spaces. Wasn't that one of them? Not Trading Spaces. Places.
Trading Places is rated R.
Oh, really?
That's definitely rated R.
There was one that was way back with, like, Dan Aykroyd, and it was PG. Or
yep. Oh, I know. I can't remember what
there was a,
which one it
Jamie
was.
Jamie Lee Curtis showed her breasts or something like that.
That wasn't rated PG.
Okay.
That was rated R.
Never mind.
None of the children have a phone or a TV in his or her bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
They watch suitable shows in the basement den on a set wired to an $80 device called the TV Guardian.
Uh-huh. Protect your kids with the Guardian.
Yes. The small black box decodes hidden closed caption text.
Mm-hmm.
Searching for any of 150 pre-programmed offensive words and phrases, then mutes them when they come up on the screen, and flashes substitute text on the screen. So instead of get the hell out of here on a show, they mute that and display in text on the screen.
Get the poopy out of here.
Get out.
Oh, right, okay. I thought they actually replaced the curse word with something less offensive.
Let's see. Here it is. You can set it to take out the cuss words, take out just the cuss words, or the cuss words and anything related to taking the Lord's name in vain.
You know, I just don't get it. And again, if you want to raise your kids this way, fine.
Yep.
But I think you're going to find that parents that raise their kids in this manner, sure, some of them are going to go right along with it and then be this way for the rest of their lives. So there may be some success stories out there. But I really feel like a lot of the kids that are raised this way have a higher tendency, a higher likelihood to rebel against their teachings, to go against what their parents want them to do.
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel that way? Because I used to go to church camp, believe it or not, back when I was a kid. And the old rule used to be that the worst kid at church camp was always the preacher's kid.
Oh, yeah, always. Always.
Hands down. You could guarantee that if there was a preacher's kid there, they were either a loud mouth, you know, they'd have a real filthy mouth when they were away from the camp counselors.
Yep.
Or they'd be somehow sexually oriented. And
or they'd be the smoker at church camp.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Here we go.
I'm not making it up either.
No.
Serious.
No, I know that. Here we go. Some other rules. No two-piece swimsuits on the girls. No.
Why?
No bare bellies. Skirts have to be knee length or longer.
Oh,
she
God.
Says, my daughters, I don't really let them wear makeup until high school, and then it's minimal. As for reading, she says, we don't get any of the teen magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And books? Well, my kids are pretty good about selecting ones that are acceptable. Where we run into a problem sometimes is with the schools.
Mm-hmm.
I know there were one or two occasions when we've asked a teacher to give them a book other than the one that they assigned to the rest of the class.
Stop sending your kids to government school.
Yeah.
Send them to a private... If you care so much about your kids and care so much about excluding them from the world around them, and you're willing to buy them all kinds of DVD hardware and filters for the internet and all these... You're willing to spend money on those things. Why don't you just save a little bit extra and send them to a school that has the exact value set that you want instead of wasting your time lobbying the school board to pass your version of sexual education class? This is so crazy. 800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine walls, then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Final moments of the program. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. If you want to get your call in, now's the time to do it. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo!
Again, 800-259-9231. Torgo, you were telling us moments ago about a busybody in the state of Washington. She's a Mormon. She raises her kids very strictly. She has lots of rules, including they don't get to watch R-rated movies. In fact, they don't really get to watch many PG-13 rated movies. They have to always have their skirts. The girls have to have skirts that are no shorter than knee length.
Yep.
They cannot wear two-piece bathing suits. I think that people who
they can have no bare bellies at all.
Right. People who think this way need to have a reality check. What brought them to this mode of thinking anyway? Were they raised in a filthy family where there was all kinds of sexual freedom and drugs going around, and they just decided that they didn't want to have their kids experience this?
No, the mother was just raised in your kind of standard everyday family, not terribly religious.
Mm-hmm.
She was married before, and she was going through a divorce, and a friend of hers Friend of hers took her to church, a Mormon church, and
she
liked the Mormon thing, and then she married a guy who had been raised Mormon. She came from a regular average family, and the father came from total Mormon upbringing.
Well, I think that people in these situations need to realize that your rules may have the reverse effect. And I say this as somebody who's been a long time anti-authoritarian. I've been anti-authoritarian before I knew what that word meant. I've been an anti-authoritarian since I was in kindergarten, or maybe even earlier than that. I just never liked being told what to do.
Okay.
So I feel like while this may work for some kids, this kind of regimented rules and restrictions, I feel like there are a lot of kids out there that the more rules you place on them, the more likely they are to disrespect your rules. Whether they do it in front of you is another question. But the more likely they are to want to break them. It's the forbidden fruit aspect.
Right. They did have one kid who, you know, turned out to be fairly well adjusted. He says, yeah, okay, I don't like all the rules. I agree with my parents religiously, but I don't agree with all of the rules. But, you know, I'm not going to be able to change it. So I just learned that I have to deal with it and move on. So, you know, but he's
changed his parents, you mean?
Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to be able to change their minds or change their rules, so
sure.
I'll just deal with it and live my own life when I get out.
Yeah, well, deal with it means break the rules without their knowledge. That's what that means. That means if I want to go see a PG-13 movie, I'll go and see one, and they just won't know.
Well, no, actually, he was claiming that he follows all of the rules, but it's not going to do any good to get upset about it. Just do what they say until you get out of their house.
I see what you're saying. But he's just saying that because he's being interviewed by a journalist.
Well, he's also
he's breaking the rules.
He's also the only one of the kids that was willing to be interviewed.
Huh.
So, I don't know.
Interesting. Very interesting. And the thing with the girls in the two-piece bathing suits, why don't you just give them burkas? I mean, really, isn't that the point? Isn't that the point, to make it so men don't lust over your daughters, right?
I don't think that would go over very well in the church, though.
No, probably not, but isn't that kind of the logical extension here? The idea that, whoa, we can't show you the belly area because that might turn somebody on for some reason.
Pretty soon, you know, the kids are going to grow up and they're going to start being in weird Mormon porn where you can see their ankles.
Free Talk Live, we're done for tonight. We will see you on Monday at 8 o'clock Eastern Time when none other than Manwich will be returning from his honeymoon.
Manwich and Johnson on Monday night.
Assuming he's still alive. We'll find out what's going on with him. Torgo, thanks for being here, man.
No problem.
Been fun as always. And, of course, again, join us Monday, 8 o'clock Eastern. In the meantime, the fun doesn't stop. Online at freetalklive.com, the archives, the bulletin board system, and much, much more. It's all free. Freetalklive.com. We'll see you Monday night.